Daniel. Last year in Berlin, on the night of Crystal, my grandfather was killed while I held his hand. The shattered glass of 1,000 windows turned into the salty liquid of tears. How can hatred have such a beautiful name? Crystal should be clear, but on that dark night, the glass of broken windows did not glitter. Nothing could be seen through the haze of pain. Daniel. My parents are musicians, poor people, not rich. They had only enough money for one ticket to flee Germany, where Jewish families like ours are disappearing during nights of crushed glass. My parents chose to save me instead of saving themselves. So now, here I am, alone, on a German ship stranded in Havana Harbor, halfway around the huge world. Thousands of other Jewish refugees stand all around me, on the deck of the ship, waiting for refuge. Daniel. First the ship sailed to New York, and then Canada, but we were turned away at every harbor. If Cuba does not allow us to land, will we be sent back to Germany's shattered nights? With blurry eyes and an aching head, I force myself to believe that Cuba will help us, and that someday I will find my parents and we will be a family once again.
Paloma. One more ship waits in the harbor. One ship among so many, all filled with sad strangers, waiting for permission to land here in Cuba. Our island must seem like such a peaceful resting place on the way to safety. I stand in a crowd on the docks, wondering why all these ships have been turned away from the United States and Canada.
Daniel. One of the German sailors sees me gazing over the ship's railing at the sunny island with its crowded docks where strangers stand gazing back at us. The sailor calls me an evil name, then he spits in my face. But I am too frightened to wipe away the thick, liquid hatred. So I cling to the railing in silence with spit on my forehead. I am 13, a young man, but today I feel like a baby seagull with a broken beak. Daniel. This tropical heat is a weight in the sky, crushing my breath. But I will not remove my winter coat or my fur hat or the itchy wool scarf my mother knitted or the gloves my father gave me to keep my hands warm so that we could all play music together someday in the golden land called New York. If I remove my warm clothes, someone might steal them, along with my fading, stubborn dream of somehow reaching the city where my parents promised to find me, beside a glowing door at the base of a statue called Liberty, in a city with seasons of snow, just like home.
Paloma, my father's secrets torment me. Almost every evening, I hear him whispering plans as he dines and drinks with other officials. The ones who decide what will happen to all the sad people on their patient boats. Last night, I heard my father say that all these refugees from faraway places are making him rich. I heard him bickering with his friends about the price they will charge for permission to come ashore and find refuge in Cuba.
Daniel. The only riches I have ever known are the sounds of pianos, flutes, and violins. So when the German sailors on this ship keep telling me that I am rich and that I should pay them to stop spitting in my face, I feel like laughing and crying at the same time. I have only a few coins sewn into a secret place inside my heavy, itchy coat. But my parents warn me that I will need that little bit of money no matter where I end up. so I must let the sailor spit. I keep telling myself that if I ever reach New York or any other safe place, I will look back on this day of heat and humiliation, and none of it will matter, as long as I'm free to play music and to believe that I still have a family somewhere.